All right. If you would, please turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke 15. Billy Ken, will you please pay for me real quick?
Lord, I just love you, Lord. I just ask you, please, to remember our lives, Lord. God, I just ask you, please, as you did for Brother Rick, Lord, please.
Amen.
Our hearts, Lord.
Yes.
There doesn't have to be an altar call, Lord, for us to get things right. We can do it ourselves.
That's right.
And when we get home, Lord, we need to make a decision, Lord. Please, I'll be my rock now as well, Lord. Help people just to listen to his word, Lord. Your word, Lord, that you're allowing him to speak, Lord, is your messenger, Lord. Amen. We just love you, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I wrote this down, and it's pretty bad when you really can't even read your own handwriting. So, but again, this is the story of the prodigal son. A lot of it we know it. A lot of preachers have been preached about it. But I've just been thinking about it here recently at the camp. I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with Brother Roscoe, and one of his gentleman from his church came up to me. He was asking me when I got saved. I told him I got saved when I was 8 years old. I told him that I really did stay near the church. I never really went out into the world. He was saying, thank God you didn't go out to the world. He's telling me how he was, he said, thank God. He said, he told me don't look about the world. He said, thank God you didn't do the things that I've done that I am ashamed of now. He said when he got saved, he went out into the world. After he got saved, see, he was ashamed of the things that he did and what he experienced. He said, thank God he told me, get some thick skin about you, and said, just stay in the Word, stay in the church. There's nothing out there that you would desire. Little did he know, I come from Faith Baptist Church, so yes, I already have some thick skin about me. If not, you will not survive. Especially if you work with Eric Rowley. If you work with Eric Rowley, if you don't have tough skin, buddy, you will be miserable. But prodigal son. Okay, we all know the story about the prodigal son. The prodigal son got his inheritance from his father. He went out to the world. He spent out there in riotous living. He spent what he got. But not only did he spend what he had, the world took more from him. It took his life from him.
Became
in a hog pen. The hog pen was a symbol of his death.
Yeah.
He said that he joined himself to the man of that country so he can fill himself, so he can get something. Because in the family, he had nothing. But there's a point where he didn't have nothing. So nobody would give to him. So even the man that he was serving wouldn't give him anything.
That's right.
He was starving. He was about to eat the husk of the filth of the world. Amen. Then he wanted to come back to the father's house because it said the father's servants had enough to spare. Not only did the father's servants have enough for themselves, they had enough to give others.
Amen.
The hog pen was a symbol of death for us Christians. For us Christians, our inheritance is life. Our inheritance is time. When you get saved, become a child of the King, you're a child of God. There's certain things that you cannot be taken away from you, but God also gives you that life, the time on earth that He's given you to serve for Him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it talks about how you will stand before Christ, you will be judged according to your works. Whatsoever is burned up, you shall suffer loss. Now, any Christian in here that did go out into the hog pen, go out in the world, and they came back and said the thing that they regretted the most was the time they spent, the time that they lost. That man was telling me he was ashamed of the things that he lost, the time. It ain't something to glory about. When a Christian... When a Christian goes out in the world, it talks about the hog pen. For a Christian to come back, when a man got right, Lord, please forgive me, Lord. Luke chapter 15, verse 6, says that when he fain would fill his belly with a husk that the swine did eat, no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father's house, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. When he arose, he came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And his son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no longer more worthy to be called thy son. But his father said unto his servant, Bring forth the robe and put it on him. Robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. When he came back to his father's house, again, he was out in the world, he was out in the hog pen. A lot of times as Christians, we get out in the world, we realize it's a symbol of our death. It's destroying us. It's killing us. We know we can find joy and peace at the father's house. For us, our father's house is his church. This is our father's house. We come here to enjoy one another. We come here together to serve Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We come here, we gather underneath our leader, our pastor. We come here, we go under his authority. That servant, that child went out to the world. He came back to the church. He said he was going to become a servant under the man, under God. And he came to servant to his father. The Bible says a child, again, I'm a child of the king. Jesus Christ is my father. The man said himself, he's going to become under his own brother. He's become a servant. A servant is not equal with a brother. He chose to say, I might be a brother, but no, I'm going to come back to be a servant. He didn't bring the world with him. A lot of times when we want to come back, some people, they aren't ready to come back yet. The man left the hog pen to come back to the father's house. A lot of times we come back here without leaving the hog pen. You bring the hog pen back with you in your heart. You bring the hog pen back with you. You don't never leave the hog pen. Again, the father even went down to said in verse 32, I was met that we should make merry and be glad, for this our brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. When he was out in the hog pen, he was dead. It was killing him at that point. But to the father's house, he was dead. He's not a part. When Josh Ryman, okay, I'm let me pick on you, just use you as an example. 2 years ago, when you were in this church, you were not a part of this church. Whether you were here or not, we kept moving forward. 2 years ago, Josh Ryman really was dead to this church. He wasn't fully behind the pastor. Again, when I started getting more involved in 2013, 2011, 2011, you guys wouldn't have called me a faithful man. I wouldn't have been known of this church because I was dead. But then when his father came back, he was alive. When he came back, he got rid of the hog pen. He came back to the father's house, and God didn't just make him, he didn't become a servant, he became a child of God. When Josh Ryman came back to the church, I see him as a man of God in my life. He's coming up here, he's serving the Lord, he's serving the pastor, he's to help me, he is alive.
Amen.
When you come back to the church, we rejoice when somebody comes back from the hog pen because they're alive to the church, they're now part of the church again.
Amen.
Not just dead anymore. When you come back to the church from the hog pen, you got to be a part of the church.
Amen.
I don't know if what I'm saying making sense.
Amen.
Again, the guy was telling me about his testimony, my testimony versus his testimony as well. And the prodigal son, had the hog pen of the world. He went out into the filth, but the son that stayed had a hog pen of the heart. He was dwelling in the house of the father, but he was not in the presence of the father. The son that stayed, he was in the field doing work. But when it came the time to be in the presence of the father and rejoice over the son that came in, he was not in the presence of the father.
Right,
you can spend, again, we were talking about the time that wasted, the time that you spent out in the world, the time that you lost, the time you could be receiving rewards under Christ. There's so many times people might spend 10 years in the church and still have nothing to gain because their hearts in the hog pen. Might be doing the things that they should do, but their hearts are in the hog pens, so there's nothing being gained. You can be out in the world, you can be so far out in the world and still be in a seat of a pew. You can do all the things you should do, but if your heart's not under God, not under the church, not under the pastor, not under submission, it can mean nothing. Where is your heart at? Where will you be? Will you be in the presence of the Father? And this whole story was talking about, was started, says, then in verse 1 it says, then drew near him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receiveth sinners, eating with them." And then he started speaking parables about the mite, how when you lost on the sheep, he said, you lost the one sheep, the shepherd went out to find that one sheep and brought it back rejoicing because he found that was lost. Our job as a church is a group of people. Again, the father, if pastor is supposed to be, again, God is the father, the church is his bride. Pastor, I mean, the verse of the Bible also talks about pastor presenting the church as a chaste virgin to the Lord. The church also be a symbol of a mother, if you don't be a symbol of a father, huh? I'm trying to get off the subject now, but I apologize for not being. I thought I was prepared, but I apologize for not being prepared enough.
Amen.
I apologize.
He texted me today, said he wanted to pray. Here's your message, brother.